Latest figures on the cholera epidemic from the Haitian Ministry of Public Health are more than 1,100 deaths and nearly 18,400 hospitalizations. But UN aid agencies note these statistics are several days old, and the true number of deaths and hospitalizations are probably higher. Cholera is confirmed in 7 Haitian regions. Only 3 remain free of the disease. World Health Organization Communications Officer Christian Lindmeier has just returned from 2 weeks in Haiti. He said aid workers are trying to inform people their lives could depend upon reaching a cholera treatment center quickly. Unfortunately, he says civil unrest in Haiti is slowing cholera prevention and treatment supplies from reaching affected areas.
The riots we had recently are certainly not helping either. That's the reports from Monday and Tuesday that I'm getting, that people simply didn't dare go to the facilities or didn't make it to the facilities. And of course, supply deliveries to the health facilities have to be halted as well if the security situation deteriorates. So nothing of this is very favorable, but that adds to the death toll.
Aid agencies say their efforts to control the cholera epidemic are being seriously hampered by riots. Many Haitians blame Nepalese UN peacekeepers for bringing the cholera epidemic to their country. The United Nations says vital water, sanitation, and hygiene projects are being interrupted. A World Food Program warehouse was looted and burned. Another casualty is a cholera training program for health professionals. It has had to be halted. Spokeswoman for the UN Children's Fund, Marixi Mercado, says the violence is jeopardizing the delivery of life-saving supplies.
The Northern Department already has a hospital fatality rate of 7.5%, which is the highest in the country. And according to PAHO and UNICEF, this rate could be multiplied by 5 if patients do not have access to health services. According to the Ministry of Health, 12% of the deaths so far have been among children under 5 years old. This is as of the 14th of November. And again, just to underline that this is likely an underestimation of deaths.
The United Nations is sending 11 trucks full of material to cholera-affected regions on Friday. 2 helicopter airlifts also are scheduled. Aid workers say they hope the convoy will not be interrupted by more riots. They say it is important they be able to bring more medical equipment to the departments. There, they will be distributed to communities, hospitals, and cholera treatment centers. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.